This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kind of a busy show
today.
No,
you don't. Oh, you
okay?
Sorry, tried to do it without breathing for another 54 minutes.
All right, yeah. No time to breathe. That's the kind of show we run around here, folks.
Exactly.
No time to. We don't let any grass grow under our feet, for crying out loud. Not a chance. No, in fact,
well, we don't have enough water anyway, so that's all right.
Right. Another hour of What's on Your Mind coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. You know, if you go over to your web browser there and you go H-A-T and Sons, okay, .com, H-A-T and Sons.com, that's the website for the folks that have been around since 1908, serving North Dakota. I'd love for you to do me this favor today. If you are in business and you watch the bottom line, right, and you watch expenses and keeping tabs on all of that, go to the contract maintenance tab, and under the commercial contract maintenance link at their website is a little video on Link Service from H.A. Thompson & Sons. And what they do is actually customize a maintenance program that gives you a financial and mechanical solution to lowering owning and operating costs. So if you bought something and, you know, what the cost of it is and how you depreciated and the operating costs, but that's cost, and that line, that number goes down. I mean, what's not to love? Okay? What's not to love about that? HATandSons.com. Or, you know, just give them a call. Say, hey, Scott told me I needed to find out what's the deal about the commercial contract maintenance, because I want to lower some costs here. And just tell them Scott sent you. Call them 701-223-3393. Okay? All right. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us momentarily, and another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll start with the big news. You know, Congressman Cramer was on with us on Monday and brought Robert Johanson, Dr. Robert Johanson, who's the chief economist and deputy undersecretary now dealing with the conservation issues on the program. And you, our fine listeners, gave him a pretty good example of why you want CRP acreage opened up earlier than is planned, August 1. He brought us into his world and said, this is pretty difficult. We have more lawyers here than we have, you know, economists, and I've got to go brief the secretary, and we're working on it. Maybe I can come back next week, right? So that's Monday. That was Monday. He says, maybe I can come back next week and talk about it. And the next day, the announcement was made. So that's, you know, pretty significant example, in my mind, of the Trump administration taking this stuff seriously, moving quicker than other administrations do, and getting answers. So that's good. So we can talk about the drought situation and that decision specifically, or anything on your mind on any issue today on the program with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I have one question I want to ask about the Donald Trump Jr. meeting and the latest you know, Russian obsession by members of Congress and what's happening there. So we always defer to you. So calls, questions, emails, get them in. You can text Todd, 226-8503. You can text me, 367-2054. But calls get priority, so get on the phone at 800-228-0550. And Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Were you surprised like I was that after that conversation on Monday, you got an answer on Tuesday already?
Well, actually, I got the answer late Monday.
Wow.
So I think we put out the news release. I think it was embargoed until 4:30 Eastern time on Monday. So yeah, it was a matter of hours. I'm quite certain it was because he went to Sonny Perdue and said that radio talk show guy in North Dakota. He three times he tried to squeeze out of me when we're gonna allow opening CRP 2 weeks early. Can we get this done as fast as possible so he doesn't bother me again?
That's right. I can't go back on the show and be badgered that much more. I was trying to be nice about it. I just wanted to know, like, I was thinking when they were going to make the decision. But I sincerely got out of him that, hey, we got a lot of work to do here, but we're on it. We're going to go to it. And you're right. I forgot. I guess I was thinking it was the next day. It was the same darn day that they put that information out. So that's pretty incredible, right?
It is. and they've been very responsive. As I said, you know, I just don't think you can overstate how responsive this administration's been on moving. And by the way, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, this has been the hallmark of the Trump administration. Is they move regulations out of the way quickly. They change the rules as fast as they can to be more business friendly, to be more consumer friendly, to be more responsive to people on the ground. And certainly that's been true of Sonny Perdue. But it's also, I think, a testimony of the fact that when you have a farmer, in the USDA, heading up the USDA, you have somebody who understands these things. But probably as important as that is that Sonny Perdue is a former governor. And I think, you know, that's really clear in that he understands what governors are going through. And to get a letter like he did from Governor Burgum, he knows that the governor knows what's going on in his own state, and then to have the type of support he got from the entire delegation. I stress that because it's not just the North Dakota's delegation either. North Dakota's delegation, South Dakota, Montana, everybody in unison. And then, of course, even having the support of the conservation groups, which is really important. It can't be, I don't think, can be overstated. That on the CRP, Hayne issue, moving it up to July 16th. All of that just, that does a number of things. It speaks to the fact that we've got his back as well as we want to encourage him. It speaks to the fact that the likely litigators in something, in a decision like opening up CRP to Hayne early, are on board. So therefore, you've removed any legal challenges. And so, it's been really something to watch. Now, that said, that doesn't diminish the problem, because as you know, it is a serious problem out there in North Dakota, in the western part of our state, with regard to this drought. It's just getting worse day by day. So there are appropriate responses, and not always as fast as you wish they were, but they're faster than they've ever been.
Let's get to the calls. Bob on the road has a CRP question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, prior to this early opening on CRP, I had signed up to cut on August 2nd, and I could cut the entire field. Now, if I change it to cut on July 16th, they can only cut 50%, and I don't understand the reasoning.
Okay, Bob, I don't know the answer to that question or whether, I trust you. I believe what you're saying is accurate, but let me get on it, let my team get on it right away and see if there's not something we need to do to clarify that. Either that or obviously, let's get to half of it as fast as possible, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
I didn't think so either. Thank you. I'll let you.
Yeah, Bob, do you want to hang on? We'll get your information here, or is this the...
We'll try to get something before the end of the show, Scott, on this. We're early enough that maybe we can try.
All right, Bob, I'll
be in and out of the listening range for a while, so maybe take my information.
All right, hang on one second here. We'll get it from Manny. We'll get you, and then if we need any other questions, we can get back to you as well. Vlad is on the road. You're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Vlad.
Good morning, gentlemen. I talked to you once before about this, about the wall. You know, it was one of Trump's signature things he ran on, and it was the idea of having the immigrants that are here now, the illegal immigrants, have a chance to become legally status by either donating work time to constructing the wall or putting in a set amount of money towards building the wall to become legal, have legal status here. And I was wondering if you had ever had a chance to think about that or talk to your counterparts about that idea.
Yeah, no, it was an interesting idea. Actually, I think we did forward something on to either Homeland Security or the White House. I forget what, Vlad, but the idea intrigued me. Now, who knows? I mean, I've had other ideas like sell advertising on the wall. I've met with one contractor who's making a bid on how to build the wall. So, and by the way, here's the other thing, just for everyone's understanding. I mean, this wall, it was signature. There are a couple of things that I think Donald Trump has made very clear, both during the campaign and since, that we have to do. One is repeal and replace Obamacare. And the other is build this wall. And finding the funding in the fiscal year 2018 Homeland Security budget to build the wall, I think, is essential. So it's a very, very high priority. But glad, no, I've not heard back, but it's in the mix of possibilities and of ideas. And one thing about this president, he thinks out of the box, and he likes other people who do as well.
And now I've heard some talk of solar panels down there. What is the status right now of what's happening at the wall?
Yeah, good one. I've never been, to be honest, that one's never really resonated well with me, but it's the president himself has talked about that, using the wall to generate electricity by, you know, mounting solar panels on it. Obviously, it's in a good spot for that sort of thing. The problem, of course, is getting the electricity that would be generated to the markets, because the wall is not, other than in, you know, San Diego, it's not in a lot of, most of it would be in a very rural area, and so it would require a lot of transmission, things like that, which is not what solar is generally, you know, developed for. It tends to be more of a community-based electric generation fuel, but it illustrates Scott Vlad's point in that you know, everything's on the table and let's think outside the box.
Get that sucker built. Vlad, thank you for the call and the innovative idea. Philip and Bismarck, you're next to go for Congressman Kevin Cramer. The texts and emails are coming too. Priority to call, so get on the phone at 800-228-0550 today.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Talk Radio Town Hall today with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics. 800-228-0550. When you call, Manny is going to answer the phone, and Manny's going to say, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what would you like to ask the Congressman? And actually, most folks just say, I have a question. We don't even know what the question's going to be. So whatever you have in the way of question, they only sometimes we'll ask because we'll want to know if a bunch of CRP questions are coming in. We'll take those all together and then jump over to a question about whatever, but it really doesn't matter. It's totally up to you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054, 367-2054. Shout out to our friends at Botno. Had a great time yesterday celebrating one of our top 10 towns in Botno, brought to you by the State Bank of Botno, Strength, Stability, and Service, State Bank of Botno. Also, Mickelson Aggregate, they can build it. Bottom line, they can build it. They're going to work for you, do whatever that is. So you need that house built, they can, you know, dig it, pour the concrete, come back, finish it all off, and landscape it after, and you're done. And by our friends at Hefty Seed Company in Mohall, sponsoring a bus trip for farmers to the Ag PhD Field Day in Baltic, South Dakota on July 26th. That's right, cost you nothing. Hotel room, dinner, night stay in Watertown, North Dakota, to see that beautiful Terry Redland Arts Center, and then that big, big field day, July 27th. One of the biggest in the country that they do there. Call them at Hefty Seed Mohall for details, 756-7333. Philip in Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman Cramer. I apologize.
I like Kevin.
I appreciate your time. I have a question. Are you familiar at all with the CBRS system and the FCC's process on that? And do you know anything if they are seriously considering opening up the 3.7 gigahertz to 4.2 gigahertz spectrum for broadband radio communications for internet service?
Yeah, so interesting question, interesting timing on it. The specific spectrum you're referencing, I'd have to do a little more research on it. I can tell you that there's, you know, a lot of the broadcasters operate on the 6 gigahertz spectrum, and, you know, we're in this process of, the FCC is in this process of, you know, internet auctions, and we've had some, and they haven't generated, broadband auctions or spectrum auctions. There has not been as much, they haven't been generating as much money as anticipated. The challenge with all of this, of course, is that every time there's a spectrum auction, there's what's called a repacking process that goes on that involves, you know, sometimes broadcast networks or broadcasters have to move to another area, and there's costs associated with that. So it gets to be quite complicated. I can tell you that, the whole concept of spectrum and how it's utilized is under tremendous scrutiny, both by the FCC and by Congress. And when I say by Congress, I want to tell you, me in particular, I serve on the Communications Technology Subcommittee. It is my main subcommittee assignment on energy and commerce. I'm also on the Energy Subcommittee and the Environmental Subcommittee, but I love this area of our work. And the reason I bring all of that up, and I don't know that, and I'm interested in your take on this, but the reason I bring that up is because spectrum is one of those things. It's a finite resource out there. It's the free air. It's the pipe, if you will, where things are broadcast, and things like over-the-air radio, over-the-air television, as well as, CB radio, as well as shortwave, as well as, internet, obviously broadband, wireless, and there's more and more technologies being able to take advantage of all that, and there are more and more technologies that broadcast things like this show and other things, and so we're always looking for the right policy mix that allows the market to work, but realizing that the spectrum is the property of the American people. So that's a long answer to your question. I don't know the specifics of your question. We'll try to get to that eventually, but I'd be interested in your take on it.
I operate a wireless ISP in the Bismarck Nandan area, so I provide broadband service in Bismarck Nandan, and the CBRS, I mean, I've got an NN license, a 365 to 37 license, and
sure,
I'm looking to deploy LTE service in Bismarck Nandan. And if they open up the spectrum, because I believe that if I remember right, that spectrum of 37 to 42 is legacy satellite.
Sure.
So by opening up that spectrum, if they continue down the road of the census tract auctioning of the 3.5 to 3.7 and the CBRS, it allows small operators like me to give customers and citizens and people in Bismarck Mandan an option, and that they don't always have to get cable internet or DSL or
yes.
Verizon or, you know, it gives them a local small option that they can choose. And there's been some talk in the industry that specifically T-Mobile is really, really pushing for this CBRS system, the licensing to be modified, so it goes back to a nationwide auction. And, of course, then it's going to go so danged expensive that a small operator like me could never even consider it. Whereas doing the CBRS with where the auctions are based on census tract and smaller area and you're limited on channels and things like that make it so it's more appealing because the cost of the spectrum is less because it takes less area, and I have no interest in deploying equipment in South Dakota.
Sure. So let me just wrap it up this way. You are obviously a much better expert on the topic than I am, especially on the specifics of your range there. I'd love, though, to get together with you sometime when I'm home, and I'd love to have our staff be able to reach out and talk to you. So if you could at some point here let us know you know, how we can get a hold of you. We want to be able to do that. But let me also say this on a broader level, Scott, because this issue of spectrum, while not very sexy to most people, it becomes real sexy if your iPhone no longer works or if you're using an alternative internet service provider that no longer, you know, provides the service, or, you know, if there's congestion. The benefit of rural America, and I'm a founding co-chairman of the Rural Broadband Caucus in Congress, the benefit of living in a rural area is that there's a lot more spectrum than we can use, and it's just a matter of being able to deploy it properly and to the caller's point, you know, cost effectively to smaller providers. So that's the balance we're always trying to strike. So let's get together soon, okay? So if you want to stay on the line, Manny can get your contact information if you're interested. We'll be.
Yeah, I'd love to talk with you more on it.
Can I ask you real quick, since we don't have enough time to take another call before the break, but real quick, from your perspective, Philip, what do you make of this net neutrality debate?
There's some good and there's some bad, just like everything. I think that they're walking a lot of the bad stuff back. The new FCC chairman is unwinding a lot of it. If it was fully implemented, as I understand it, it would make it very difficult for the paperwork and the filings and the right-of-way easements and all of the legalities that would have been required as an internet provider, comparing us to a tier one provider or a telephone provider, would have added an enormous amount of cost. I probably would have had most wireless ISPs that I've talked to in the industry said that they would have had to double or triple their prices.
Yeah,
to the customer.
These are the things consumers need to know about. I appreciate that quick take. We're up against the break. Hang on, because Manny will get you information on the other issue, and then I'll ask Congressman Kramer, you know, his take on this as well. The professional protesters are everywhere these days, and they're out today on net neutrality and really misrepresenting a lot of things that are happening on it, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about it. Dewey and Martin, you're on deck. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Krinkstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Krinkstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennen, and thanks for listening.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To do on What's On Your Mind is to tell you about a great deal every week on Wednesday Wheels Puckett Chevrolet, Valley City location, Bismarck location, tells us about a great deal. And they've got a 2005 Ford Ranger Club Cab. They're hard to find. Under 100,000 miles, like 97 and some change, local trade, well cared for, good tires, dark red color. Got some muscle to it, four-wheel drive, six-cylinder engine, a detailed maintenance record so you know it's in good shape. And it's on the lot at $10,995, but today only if you tell them, hey, Scott Hannon sent me in here, $9,760 is what you're going to walk away from that. You can find it online, PucklichValleyCity.com, see it for yourself. Hey, great collection of one-owner mint vehicles, save you a ton. Most of the time you know who owned it. Bought it new, so it's a great deal. This is an 05 Ford Ranger Club Cab, $1,000 off today. Tell them Scott sent you. Puckett Chevy, Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, or online at Puckett.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, back to the phones. Dewey is on the road. You're next for Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
I got a question on Veterans Choice Healthcare Program, disabled vet, 40 miler. Got physical therapy things that I'm doing, but the last time I wanted physical therapy, I was denied. Prior to that, I had to get like pre-approved for physical therapy.
Right.
They approved 24 visits to see the doctor that sent me to physical therapy, but I can't get like more than 6 appointments for physical therapy. So what do I do?
Okay. So this is, thank you, Dewey, first of all, for your service and for this illustration I'm going to try to walk through so that I understand it. So they pre-approved the 24 visits. By the way, I even struggle with the approval process, but for now, you know, it's progress. So 24, and you've only been able to schedule 6. And is this with a non-VA, I presume?
Yep, non-VA. But the thing of it is that the doctor does not do the physical therapy.
Right.
Doctor has recommended that I do physical therapy, and I've had some issues that have been going on for years. And I had my choice between a surgery and physical therapy, and I took physical therapy. The therapy is working, but it's like I go for, you know, 8 to 10 visits, I run out, and I have to go through this massive approval process that takes 2 to 3 weeks. I start going backwards. I get approved, and now I'm on a deal here where I just had my last appointment a week ago. I made another appointment. I'm going to pay for this out of my own pocket with my health savings account that I had through my wife's
Yep.
Employing it, but I should not have to do that.
No. No, and that's another whole topic. But, okay, so, Dewey, here's the, I can't give you advice on the phone. I don't know, you know, enough about it, but I would love to, I'd love to open up a case with you, to be honest, and take your particular case to the VA and both learn from it and advocate for you at the same time, if that's okay. So,
I could write a book about this deal.
Yeah, that's, I have a feeling, and it'd be a book worth reading. So, is that okay if we do that? If offline, if we can get your contact information to talk to you about it. We can certainly report back to the listeners because there might be a lot of interest in this. But this is one of my frustrations with the Choice Act. I like the Choice Act. Obviously, we're very grateful for its passage originally with the clarifications that had to come after the fact because the bureaucracy clearly tried to draft rules that protected the bureaucracy and not the veteran. Those were able to be changed. We were able to now make it permanent under President Trump, which was one of the major legislative victories of this term that nobody talks about. And so we need to continue to improve it, including give more freedom to the veterans. So let's do that, Scott, if that's okay.
All right, Dewey, hang on a second. Manny will take your information, and we will connect you with Congressman Kramer's office so more of your story can be told and get you an answer. Appreciate that very much. And just got a text right now from someone in the healthcare industry saying this caller is spot on. So obviously detecting the same thing that you are there, Congressman Kramer.
Here's what's particularly interesting about what I already know in this short time with Dewey. He made the conscientious decision with his own body to try physical therapy rather than surgery. Now, that in and of itself is remarkable, and it's noble, and it should be honored. And we want Dewey to be successful in his recovery and in this therapy, and not create a perverse incentive to have him go to surgery, which very likely isn't necessary, or at least it appears is not necessary. So there's lots of reasons to give Dewey much more flexibility and give his, more importantly, his care providers more flexibility in treating him in a way that has a good outcome rather than, you know, whatever other, you know, type of motivation there might be.
Call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Questions for Congressman Kramer. The calls get priority. Text, emails welcome as well. For me, 367-2054. For Todd, 226-8503. Or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Martin, also on the road for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Martin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Martin.
Yeah, I was just wondering what's being done on the federal level to address the number of failing bridges that we have in rural North Dakota. Seems like a lot of the bridges came in at about the same time a lot of them were built, and that there's quite a few that are being derated now and also that are completely failing. And the townships, of course, they don't have the money.
No.
The colony, they got to focus on the colony bridges. But the township bridges, they're real vital to access a lot of farmland and even homes. And
no question. They're a critical piece of the network of transportation network that moves in rural America, both people and food to markets, right? So the efficiency of that system is important, not just to the people who live in a township, but it's important to the entire network, which is why, to Martin's question, what's the federal government's role in this? What's the federal government doing about it? The reason the federal government has an interest in a rural bridge in North Dakota is because the rest of the country and the world eats the food that we produce. So what's being done is, of course, as you probably know, Martin, we did pass a five-year transportation bill in the last Congress that we're currently operating under with a very, funky sort of funding source, along with the inadequate funding of the Highway Trust Fund, because there's just not enough money coming into it for a number of reasons that we can get into if you'd like, but with additional funding attached to it. But it's not sustainable long-term type of funding. So we are, of course, working with the president, with President Trump, on what he's calling a $1 trillion infrastructure build-out, which, of course, involves lots of things, but at the core of it is our highways and bridges and addressing specifically the aging infrastructure, especially bridges in places like North Dakota and really throughout our country. So it's a matter of prioritizing. It's a matter of identifying, of course, those priorities. And there's a number of technologies that are being used to do exactly that. Some of it coming right out of North Dakota, not surprisingly, the national leaders in the engineering of these things. And then the funding piece of it. So it's a high priority going into this next, into the late fall or early and late fall and into next year to try and find a way to come up with $1 trillion worth of both private and public sector funding that the federal government's leading to get to the crumbling bridges, if you will. And to Martin's point too, Scott, just so people know, this you hear this a lot and you kind of wonder if it's true. By every analysis, it's true. There is a real infrastructure crisis in our country. As you know, you were just in Norway. Now, a place like Norway, a small country,
not
a lot of people. But
it's deluxe. And a couple comments I heard were, you know, the greatest infrastructure and no debt, everything else, they really do it right here. I said, yeah. Have you paid for something lately?
I was going to say it's 25% sales tax on everything you buy when you're there. So,
you know what else? The tolls are unbelievable. Our bus would go over a bridge, and every time it go, and they have like tons of bridges, right? So
yeah.
All these
bridges
fjords
and
everything. So you go through this bridge, you're paying like every time you go across like $40. Right for a bus, and then back the other way, $40 again. So yeah, no, you do it, but I'm convinced we can do it better than we've done it. There's no question about that. But people forget about that, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin. Your colleagues are not real keen on, for instance, indexing the gas tax for inflation because they say people can't afford it, so then therefore the dollars aren't there for the roads. So there's all kinds of things to fix on that.
But we have to have everything on the table. We just have to have an honest everything on the table discussion. I know that's heresy to some people who always want to say what they'll never do, whether it's an increase in the gas tax or fees or some sort of different fee structure, considering the fact that more and more vehicles, of course, remember, we want more efficient vehicles, so they use less gas. That means less gas tax money. We want electric vehicles. I use the term loosely. More people want electric vehicles who don't pay for gas, and so therefore they don't pay into the trust fund. We need to find a different funding mechanism that is adequate. And as far as indexing, I don't personally have a real problem with that myself if we can come up with the right, sort of baseline to start with. But we just have to be a lot more creative and a lot more open-minded.
Martin, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. The other thing I'd say, because we have less than a minute left here, and I'm going to save these other two calls for the other side of the break, so you're going to have a minute on this one. This Donald Trump Jr. Thing right now, or the meeting about the person wanting to provide information to a private citizen, to a who is a son to a person who is wants to be president but isn't the Republican nominee. It isn't like we're in the middle of the presidential race. Seems like the most ridiculous thing in the world. And you got some of your colleagues thinking treason, and it's consuming the media and everything else. And it's just the one now leaked, by the way, illegally. From the FBI or whoever. How are you ever going to get anything done, whether that be infrastructure or anything else, with that kind of environment?
Well, it is challenging, Scott, but at the same time, as the speaker told us this morning, we are not going to stop our work because there's, all this stuff, these distractions are going on, or because the Senate, is working so slowly. And so we're keeping our nose to the grindstone and doing our job, but it is very frustrating. And as you can tell from the callers who have never brought it up, it is not just uninteresting, it's like ridiculous. This is the lowest thing on the radar. Now, that said, I wish that the Trumps would, I wish this would have been disclosed much sooner. I wish we didn't have to always, after the fact, sort of explain things. But there's an unhealthy, as I've said before, obsession in the national media with all things Donald Trump, and Russia is their excuse for not covering the good things that are being done every single day by this president, this Congress.
Ryan and Williston, Robin Bismarck, when we come back on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away. PetroServe USA, customer-owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, it's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials. for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, two for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, two for $11. That's a great deal. Plus the four for four, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, the best cookies money can buy. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pot, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing teen driving restrictions for parents to consider.
One of the things you can do is limit the number of passengers that you allow to ride with your teen driver. Or if they're riding in a vehicle with somebody else, you can limit how many people they can be riding with as well. A single passenger in a vehicle with a teen driver increases their crash risk by 44%. And so that's something really important for parents to consider. And the other thing is you can look at nighttime driving restrictions. 16% of teen driving fatalities happen between 9 p.m. and midnight. And so when you're talking to them about the rules of them having that driver's license and being allowed to drive your vehicle, you can limit that nighttime driving during those hours.
For more tips on protecting your teen driver, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is in for me tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. I lost a dear sweet aunt, Auntie Marie. That's what we called her, Auntie Marie. I spent probably more time with her as an aunt than I did even my grandparents. They lived in Taunton, Minnesota. And she lived to 87, had a stroke actually on Saturday and passed away yesterday. So I will be off tomorrow, but dear Elise will be in for me, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and I'm going to tackle some of those CRP issues, so bring lots of your questions on that. As well, we continue on What's On Your Mind in our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer today on the program in our final segment for the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you today by MyPillow. And they have now come up with an all-purpose cushion. It's soft, but it's durable, and it keeps you comfortable if you're in a bleacher, in a wheelchair, in a scooter, out boating or fishing or camping or hunting or, you know, in the vehicles, and it has the MyPillow's padded interlocking fill in it. So is that great or what? Minnesota made, too. So it's great. One of our listeners said, hey, I bought one, Five stars. Deserves all five of the stars. You know, the cushion's a great size, convenient carrying handle, nice-looking removable cover. Love the whole deal. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT, and you'll get up to 50% off from our friends at MyPillow. Back to the phones for Congressman Kevin Cramer and Ryan and Williston with your question. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Cramer.
Hi.
I just got a question on the debt.
Yes.
Me as a private citizen, it's my responsibility to make sure I pay my bills, and if I don't, then it affects myself and my family.
Right.
Now, my question is, what is Congress doing to control the spending and reduce it and reduce the debt? Because, in a sense, if the creditors come asking for that money, they're going to be screwing over the whole country. And it's just a big concern that we've got all these debts out there that are outstanding.
Sure. So thanks for the question and for the concern. So number of things that we actually have done just since I've been in Congress, and that is we've actually had back-to-back literal cuts in discretionary spending. Our biggest problem, and as we are right now in the middle of budget negotiations, this week we're going to pass a National Defense Authorization Act, which increases defense spending by $77 billion, gives much-needed, you know, tools and weapon systems to our military, adds personnel, gives a much-needed and deserved raise to our military personnel. But nonetheless, it's a $77 billion increase in spending, and we're going to hopefully pass that this week on the House floor. It came out of committee with a vote of 60-1. So it's very bipartisan. You're not going to hear a lot about it because it doesn't affect, you know, Russia's influence in the election. But even with that said, what we've been able to do in this since I got to Congress anyway is have back-to-back discretionary spending cuts. The problem is on the non-discretionary side of the ledger, and there seems to be a real reluctance, including by President Trump, to deal with those issues. And that's the only way. We're never going to get our debt under control until we get our deficit under control. We're never going to get our deficit under control, even though the deficit's been reduced by nearly $1 trillion just since Republicans took over the House. That's going to balloon again shortly because of the mandatory spending side and the baby boomer retirement scenario. And so we have to deal with that side of it. And we have to swallow hard and frankly get to that point because even though I know the president doesn't want to touch the entitlement programs, we can fix the entitlement programs, make them more sustainable for current seniors and well into the future. But we have to have the political will to do it, and to me, that's the real issue with regard to debt and deficit. Now, you should know that the largest debt holder is, in fact, the Social Security Trust Fund itself. So it's our government that holds the debt. But this is also why, when we get into the debate on raising the debt ceiling, that is fulfilling our obligation to paying our debtors. It's not a future obligation. It's about the obligations we have in the past.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Robin Bismarck, quickly, quick question, quick answer from Congressman Cramer to get it in here.
Yes, I got my prescription. I have asthma from my doctor.
Hi, Rob.
$334 at the local pharmacy. At Canada, $12. Yeah. When is this nonsense going to end? Seriously.
Well, of course, one of the things we have legislation, and I don't know the exact status of it right now, but that relates to opening up Canada prescriptions or the ability to buy more freely prescriptions in Canada. Of course, the result of that might be an increase in the prices in Canada. I think the bigger opportunity rests with, and this is something the president has talked about, and this is part of our bucket three, our phase three of healthcare reform, and we've already passed a few bills, but that is using the buying power of the federal government itself, which is allowed in the VA system, but allowing that in Medicare as well and any other federal programs to be able to use the buying power, aggregate buying power of the federal government to bring down prices. But we of course have the innovators. They innovate right here in the United States of America, and there's no question that the American citizen pays a disproportionate share of the cost of innovative medicines and cures and whatnot than other countries who get it largely on our backs.
Appreciate the call, Rob. Last text that we have time for is kind of an add-on to one we had earlier. I had a bunch of CRP acres lined up to hay just to have FSA tell me it was all in the CP23 or 37 program, and I was ineligible to hay under the emergency haying program. My
CP23 is not covered under it. There was some erroneous reporting on that. That's wetland restoration. That would be a lawsuit the instant it was opened up. So when we have more time, we can discuss it deeper. But
all right, you're on it. Sounds good.
All right. Yep.
Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. A wrap for another week, and we did two of them this week, so it was a busy one. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.